Hey, it's my AMA. Hey, I got a lot to say. Hey, I really hope you stay. Hey, it's my AMA.
Hey guys, it's Ever Distant Utopia, known to some as Avalon. And oh my god, you guys gave me 203 questions from 48 people. Thank you so much for this ridiculous turnout. For your listening sanity, I have split my AMA up into four parts. They are ordered in the order... They're ordered in the same order that you commented in. So if you commented very early on, you're probably in the first part. If you commented right at the end, you're probably in the fourth part. But I would like if you stayed around to listen to all four, but it's really up to you. Some little stuff. I did write a song for every single person who left me a question. So if you left me a question, you do have a song somewhere in this AMA. So I encourage you to stick around and find out what I sang to you. If you are somebody that I have gotten the chance to know a little bit, I tried to make the song about you. If your username has something that it was easy for me to make something about, I tried to make the song about your usernames. So yeah, without any further screwing around, here's our first user. Woo!
Do you wanna hear a lesbian succubus bite? Do you wanna fap to Shakespeare's Twelfth Night?
Twelfth Night!
Sinister whispers, she's filling the blanks for your historical scripter. It's Galanthea.
Alright, Galanthea says, in an early podcast, you said that you cannot improvise for the life of you. IMMSMR, I don't know what that means, sorry. And now you improvise most of your audios. In a recent questionnaire, you said that you cannot paint, winky face. What might be some other stuff that you absolutely cannot see yourself doing now, and that you might actually end up doing in the future? Not painting. This is a bit of a paradox question, because it's like, what can you not see yourself doing that you could see yourself doing? It's been a big year for me. A lot of stuff that I previously would never have seen myself doing is stuff that I ended up doing. I think eating bugs. I watched like one of those Facebook videos the other day, and it was like, 80% of the world is already eating bugs, and like, oh, they leave so much less environmental footprint, and they're more sustainable and stuff, and there was all this stuff about why we should start eating bugs, and I was like, I do not like bugs. I don't want to be around them, and I definitely don't want to eat them. So, but like, if it's really that true, and eating like insects is really going to have that huge of an impact on like the world, maybe we will end up eating them. I don't know. I don't like to think about it. Let's move on. Number two, what was your part in the musical you mentioned playing in college? Did you pick it yourself? Were you happy with the casting, etc.? The part that I played in college was Trekkie Monster in the musical Avenue Q. He is the one. So for anybody who doesn't know, Avenue Q is a musical that... it's kind of like a tribute to Sesame Street, where it's got real people, but it's kind of got like the floofy puppets and stuff, and they interact. And instead of teaching you like kid lessons like Cher and Don't Talk to Strangers, Avenue Q is about adult problems like homosexuality and unemployment and whores. And so the character that I played is Trekkie Monster, and he's sort of the analogous character in Avenue Q to the Cookie Monster from Sesame Street. And he's the one who sings the song, "The Internet is for Porn." So I guess that was kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy there for me. yeah, I like to think of Trekkie as my Patronus. Okay, next user.
Is fear or sincerity? You can't have two. You only get one between ball or truth.
Ball or truth wants to know. Question number three. Having a large fan base, how has this affected your audio script or topic choices? Basically, has your popularity influenced your content choices? Is there content you have done because you know fans are into it rather than because you are into it? I try not to. But it's like, it's hard because it definitely does have an effect on stuff that I do. Like, I definitely went through like a couple weeks long phase where I did a lot of romance audios, because that's like romance audios are like free upvotes. Initially, I did more MDOM stuff because I figured it was going to be more popular, and that was kind of before I had kind of gotten my feet wet with the whole GW Way thing. But I would like to say it doesn't, but it definitely does. Next question. Someone else's question reminded me of this. What board games should I look into? I have a lot of games, board and card, and I'm always looking for something new. So on the GW Way Team Speak, we've been playing a lot of Catan, and we've been playing a lot of Dominion, and we've been having a lot of fun with those, and we've been ruining lots of friendships with those games. So that's those two are fun. We've been playing those on GWA. Aside from that, outside of that, I like to play this game called Marvel Legendary. It's kind of like Dominion. It's a deck builder game, but it's all about like it's a cooperative game, which means you have like anywhere between 1 to 5 people, and you're all working together to sort of defeat the game. And you're like all the Avengers and the X-Men, and you guys gotta like team up to defeat like the evil mastermind. Like it'll be like the Red Skull or Magneto or something. So I have a lot of fun playing that game with my friends. Question number 5. What do you think happens to your extra Pokemon when you transfer them to the professor? I think they go to a Pidgey Sanctuary or whatever Pokemon type they are until they get strong enough to release again. Okay, I don't actually play a whole lot of Pokemon Go. I am a huge fan of the main games in the series, and I didn't find really a lot of, like, enough substance for me to keep a lot of attention to Pokemon Go. What I will say is, they die. And when I say that, I mean, so there's a thing in the games called a Nuzlocke. And if you've ever played Pokemon and you know what this is, you know what I'm about to talk about. So a Nuzlocke is basically a run where you play through a Pokemon game, but you have a special set of rules that you impose upon yourself. And there are 3 rules, I think. The first rule of Nuzlocke, which is also known as Pokemon Hard Mode, is if you catch a Pokemon, you have to nickname it. And that doing that alone has greatly enhanced my Pokemon experience, because you get so much more attached to a Pokemon if you've nicknamed it. Even if it's something stupid like Mr. Fuzzleballs, like, you get attached to that stuff, all right? So rule number 2 is every time you enter a new area, you are only allowed to catch the first Pokemon that you run into. If you fail to catch it, you are not allowed to catch another Pokemon. If you run into another Pokemon, you are not allowed to try to catch it. And what this does is it sort of forces you into using a variety of Pokemon that you might never have used before. Also completely changed how I play the game. And the third rule is if your Pokemon faints in the game, it is dead. You are no longer allowed to use it. You have to either release it or put it in the box forever. And that's why when I say, when you send your Pokemon off to the professor, to me, that represents that that Pokemon is dead. Because I put my Pokemon in a box. It's like a cemetery box in the game where it's like, this Pokemon has sacrificed itself for me as a trainer. And I look at it, and I look at the nickname, and I'm like, oh, I've lost you. You're gone forever. I'm so sorry. I've let you down as a trainer. So that's my Pokemon Nuzlocke ramble. So I know that probably didn't answer your question at all, but I got to talk about something that's really interesting. Anyways, next user.
Her audio voice is my ideal ed. She's the flight attendant on Air New Zealand. I wanna plant kisses all down her neck. She's my favorite little schnoogle cat, JoJo Sexy.
Alright, JoJo Sexy wants to know. Number 6. If you had to choose 3 tags and 3 tags only to record for the rest of your GWA career, what would they be? I did clarify with her. She does mean that I have to include all 3 tags, and I cannot add any more tags. So I've thought about this one. I've came up with like 6 different answers, and I still don't really know for sure. But the last thing I came up with were romance, laughing, and growls. Not because I think it's a particularly creative idea, but because it's something that I think I can probably produce like for a while. I think that's probably like the audio that I could do for the longest. Yeah, next question, number 7. When are you going to put out your kink chart? Later, not this week. Actually, I was thinking about doing it this week, as sort of like a tie-in to the AMA, but then I was like, well, I could just do it another week instead. And I don't mean that just as a procrastination thing, but it's also sort of like a distribution of content where if I put out my kink chart this week, that would have been a lot of stuff coming out about me in 1 week. And that means less stuff coming out in other weeks. So I decided as like sort of a strategic thing to strategically procrastinate on putting out my kink chart a little bit longer. So eventually you guys will see that. The next question says, and with that kink chart, if you have to choose 3 kinks on that list and do only those for the rest of your life, what would they be? And the 3 that I picked were cross-dressing, blowjobs, and F-dom. I think those encompass a lot of things that I like. I think I'm going to go with those 3. Next question is question number 9. What do you think is the most important characteristic that defines you and who you are? GWA persona, real life. And the answer I came up with was obsession, which is both a good and a bad thing. So something, if I like get something on my mind, I will go pretty crazy for it. That has to do with like GWA, right? Like if something gets like really stuck in my mind at work, I'm thinking about it like all the time. If something like a game is out and I'm thinking about a lot, I will like go on the Reddit and spend all of my time there. I'll read like every single post that comes out on new. So stuff like that. It can be good because I get really into stuff. It can be bad because I forget to focus on other things. Like sometimes I have trouble focusing at work because of audios. Sometimes I have trouble focusing on like talking to people because I'm thinking about like work and audios. I think about audios a lot. That seems to be a general pattern. question number 10. What is something that you've never tried before but always wanted to do / learn / thing? And why haven't you done it? And I had to clarify this with her too. She sort of means like a hobby or a skill. I think installing Linux on my computer is something that I've always like intended to do at some point in my life, but I'm lazy and I don't feel like learning a new OS. And also I play a lot of games, so that kind of locks me into Windows in a lot of situations. So yeah, I wish I could, at some point we'll do it. Next question, number 11. What are the top 5 items on your bucket list? In parentheses, it says, not GWA bucket list, so don't you even try, with a grumpy face. I don't know what that means. Like, not GWA bucket list. So does that, like, so I took that as not including any fetish, no, not fetish, like any recording stuff, or, okay, yeah, I guess it's like don't, like any GWA goals, like ignore those. So it's just like life goals, I guess, which is what a bucket list is supposed to be, I guess. I don't know. So my 5 items were, number 1 is beat all the Final Fantasy games, the main titles. I've played all of them except for 9, and I really want to. I've beaten 4, 6, 7, 8, 10, and 13. And I've played all the rest of them at least like halfway, but I want to beat all of them. That's sort of like a bucket list item for me. Number 2 is I want to bench my body weight. I'm actually 90% there, so pretty close, but also like pretty far because that's my max, right? So I don't know. I'm working on it. Number 3, I want to see Hamilton the musical. It's so good. Number 4. I want to get pegged, because it's never actually happened to me, but I fantasize about it a lot, so that's number 4. And number 5 is I want to pay my kids through college so that they don't have to worry about student debt. I was extremely fortunate enough that my parents were able to put me entirely through college, and so I graduated with no student debt. And that's something that I've already started to think about. I'm in like my early mid 20s and I'm like already thinking about like, all right, so we got to start saving to put my kids through college. I'm like not even thinking about having kids, but I'm just thinking about putting them through college. I don't know if that makes, it doesn't make any sense, but that's just how it is. That's just how my mind works. Okay. Number 12, what is one fiction / fantasy creature species you wish was real and why? Can I say Pokemon? Probably just because I've spent the most time like fantasizing about like being a Pokemon trainer and like what kind of Pokemon trainer I'd be. It's kind of like Harry Potter where actually this is stuff for a later question, but like the Pokemon is such an easy universe to sink yourself into because you have so many like easy choices where it's like, what Pokemon would you have? Like why would you blah, 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 blah. Like what would you do? So, Pokemon, I think. Next question, number 13. If anything is possible, what's the biggest thing you'd hope for? That's an incredibly vague question. I'm only being hard on JoJo because she's like watching me do this, and I can be. Teleportation for everybody, because I hate commuting. Commuting is dumb. I have a lot of friends who live very far away, and I would like to be able to hang out with them. But I can't because they live far away. So if we could just like eliminate transportation problems in general, that's what I would hope for. It's a selfish thing, but that's what it is. Number 14, if there is a sudden fire and you have to evacuate your home in 5 minutes and you're only allowed to bring 3 things, what will you bring with you? Those things are my journals, my cello, and a big stuffed penguin that I have. He's my mascot. I say those 3 things because, like, video game consoles, that stuff can be replaced. My computer, right, that can be replaced. My hard drives, like, my audios are all online. I can just download them again, like, whatever, right? But those 3 things, my journals, my penguin, and my cello, they have a lot of, like, sentimental value to me. So, and those things, you can't, like, if I bought a new cello, like, it would probably be a better cello than the one that I have, but it really wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't have, like, all the stuff that I've been through, like, with my friends. So, yeah. Number 15, if there's one place in New Zealand that you would want to see, what is it? In parentheses, other than my place. I promise this is not a sneaky promotion for New Zealand. And I was like, what is in New Zealand? And it's like a boring answer to say the Lord of the Rings stuff, because like everybody knows that the Lord of the Rings stuff is New Zealand, right? So I was thinking about it and I decided that the thing I want to see in New Zealand is I would want to go on a penguin tour where we go everywhere in New Zealand that you can see penguins and we just look at penguins. Because they're awesome. All right, that was a lot of questions. Let's go on to the next person.
It's the next person with questions in line. I'm here to answer to Caitlin 789.
Caitlin 789 wants to know, do you still play cello? This is actually really awkward because I just came out of the question where I was talking about how my cello is really sentimental to me. No, I don't. I don't really. But here, just for you.
That's what I got.
Okay, the next question is, are you building your own computer? No, I already have built my own computer. It glows red because red is the best color. And I have a GTX 970 I bought 2 years ago. It's 2 years? About a year ago, I think, actually. I have an i5. I have six. I just upgraded to 16 gigs of RAM. I just got an SSD. I'm pretty excited about that. So super fast startup times. Awesome stuff. Let's move on to the next user.
A tomboy gamer who's nice to look at. You know you don't want to overlook that ass. If you win her body in a bet, like it happened in an audio bot data set.
Yes, just in case you were wondering, that was the Overwatch theme that you heard in the background. Shoutouts to Dat and everyone else on TeamSpeak who plays Overwatch. For GWA. Dad's question is, I gotta ask, have your neighbors ever complained about the noise? In some of your audios, you get fierce with throwing books around, or even just a lot of yelling. Has anyone ever asked you about your sexy ruckus? Actually, no. Nobody ever has. I make a very, very strong point to record when my roommate is not home. He spends a lot of time not in our apartment, which like you'd think is a blessing, but like we're friends, like we were friends before we were roommates, and so like it's a little sad because I like don't really get to see him that often, but he knows I do GWA also, so like if he ever hears it, he'll be like, oh, that's just I almost said my name. Woohoo! That's just Avalon, like, making his audio point again. Oh, there he goes. I am getting a new roommate in, oh my goodness, in a week and like a day, who also is my friend from before. And she also knows that I am an audio internet porn star, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, and then soon I will also be moving into my own apartment, so we'll see how that goes. yeah.
I wonder what you'd sound like on a Sibian. Audio and script maker, Shadow Obsidian.
I'm so sorry, I couldn't think of a lot of things that rhymed with the Shadow Obsidian, so that's just kind of how it ended up. Shadow Obsidian wants to know, number 19, favorite brand of chocolate milk? I really don't drink a lot of chocolate milk. I have protein powder, which is chocolate, and I put that in my milk. I'm going to have to say Nestle, because the only other brand I really know is Yoo-hoo. I don't know if Hershey's chocolate syrup counts, but shoutouts to Hershey's for Pennsylvania. Woo! Number 20, your most comforting scent, green tea. Number 21, favorite song when you were little. I was really fond of, All Star by Smash Mouth and Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne. Those were two of my absolute favorite songs when I was a little kid. I haven't listened to them in ages, so I don't really know how they're holding up. Maybe I'll go give him a listen after this. Number 22, dream pet. I'm going to take a risk here and say penguin. In case you couldn't tell, penguins are my favorite animals. The reason I say it's a risk is that they poop like crazy. Like, when they poop, it's like they're shooting like a super soaker of poop. It's crazy. So owning a penguin, definitely huge, huge risk. I don't think I would ever actually do it, even given the opportunity. Number 23, cuddles or snuggles. Sorry, I tripped over that because I'm more of a schnoogles guy. I think I do schnoogles. So I guess snuggles is the answer that I have. Number 24, favorite type of audio to record. I don't know. I think anything like energetic or rough, I think, just because it's easy to get a lot of mileage out of those. It's I don't know, I guess it's something I think is, people like it and like I like doing it, so I guess that. Number 25, most desired body modification. I'm suddenly realizing what this question actually means. I think it means stuff like piercings or like tattoos, I guess. But I think when I was looking through the questions, it just went completely over my head because I have written down here a six pack. So I really don't think that's what you were talking about, but I'm working on a six pack. So yeah. Number 26. Ideal first date. I think fancy dinner, nice clothes would be fun for a first date, just because, like, it would be, like, a little bit awkward for both people, but, like, that's, like, a nice bonding point. And, like, also it's kind of fun to, like, dress up and, like, go do fancy stuff. But then I think it's important to do something, like, fun and, like, laid back afterwards. So I was, like, I said, fancy dinner, nice clothes, then, like, an arcade or something, like, something fun. Number 27, you can immediately learn three languages completely. Which three and why? Japanese, because I'm a big anime nerd. I've studied it for a couple years, but it would be awesome to just, like, immediately be fluent. And then the other two I picked were really just because I think it would be awesome to record audios in, like, French and Russian. Because I know a lot of people like listening to French. I think, like, LP puts out some cool French stuff. But, like, I really like listening to the Russian language. Like, every time it pops up in, like, a movie, I'm like, yo, I wish I could do that. So I would love to pick up Russian just to be able to do Russian audios. That'd be so much fun. I probably will never, ever, ever, ever learn Russian. I did take 2 years of French in high school, though. But don't count on French audios ever happening, because my French is awful. And the last question from Shadow Obsidian is, a stranger comes up to you on the street and holds out two books. One is full of every lie ever told to or about you, and the other is full of everything, good or bad, that has ever been said about you behind your back. You are only allowed to take one. Which do you choose and why? I chose to take the lie book because it specifies that the book is full of every lie ever told about or to me. And I think that would be really, really useful to have. I could definitely use that to my advantage a lot better than, like, what people have been saying about me behind my back. So yeah, and it would probably hurt me a little bit less than to, like, have a book of all the bad things that people have said about me. It would probably, like, hurt a little bit emotionally less. So out of self-protection, I'll take the lie book.
We have played Tetris on TeamSpeak a lot, and I find that your audios are hot. Your voice of seduction is second to none. On my knees for the playful little one.
Playful little one wants to know, what is your favorite physical and non-physical thing about yourself? My favorite physical thing about myself is my calves. Oh god, I feel so, like, arrogant saying it, but I think I have nice calves. I ran a marathon last year. I used to run, like, between, like, 30 and 40 miles a week. I now bike 11 miles a day to get to work, or not to work, but, like, round trip. My whole commute is, like, 11 miles. So yeah, I used to row when I was in high school. So, like, I've always had, like, leg strength, I guess. So I like my calves. My favorite non-physical thing about myself has to be, like, relatively perfect pitch. That's how I can, like, basically what I can do is, like, I can listen to a song and then I can, like, play it back for you. And then I can also write down how you can play it. And I do that a couple times throughout this AMA, actually. Yeah, we'll see. Number 30, who on GWA would you like to collab with that you haven't yet, and why haven't you? If we're talking about GWA posts and not backstage posts, the only person I've actually done a collab with, oh no, that's not true. Okay, so the first collab I did was with Crimson King Brunstead. We did a Battling Doms audio, but recently I was part of a Suits audio or a Sinner audio that was posted. Sorry, worst kept secret on all of GWA. Sorry if I ruined that for anybody, but I was part of a Sinner audio. It was like an MMMMMMMM for M, and it was like a jail rape scenario, and that was really cool. But that I haven't collabed with, and why haven't you? And I wrote down, wouldn't it be funny if, like, wouldn't it just be funny to, like, see how people reacted if, like, I somehow got a hold of, like, Bourbon and then we did a collab? Like, I feel like that would just be fun just by virtue of the fact that I feel like people would flip out. Also, bringing Bourbon out of retirement would be pretty cool. Number 31. Why are your comments some of the best on GWA? Oh, stop. Because I like good audios and I want people to feel good about making them, I guess. Like, if somebody makes an audio that I, like, write, like, a huge essay about, then I really liked the audio, right? So, like, if those are, I don't know, it's sort of like a do what you'd want other people to do for you. Like, if somebody, like, really enjoyed one of my audios, I'd want them to let me know, right? So when I really enjoy an audio, like, an exorbitant amount, I'll write you, like, 5 paragraphs and be like, ah, this blew my mind, blah, 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 and I'll, like, go on about it. Because I want you to make, I want you to feel good about making good audios so that you make more good audios that I can fap to. I'm so selfish. Number 32. What is it that drew you to your waifu? All right, so some background knowledge. So the word, for anybody who doesn't know, waifu is basically, like, the stupid slang term for, like, cartoon character wife, like, fictional characters. And my waifu is Saber from the Fate Stay Night series. The things that I think drew me to her... First off, when I watched the 2006 anime, which is bad, don't ever watch it. But when I watched it, like, the ending was, like, really sad, and it was, like, the first time I was, like, heartbroken from watching anime, and that kind of got me attached to Saber a little bit. But I think in general, spoilers for Fate Stay Night, not that it matters a whole lot, but her, like, real identity is King Arthur, who I'm a huge fan of. I really like all the Arthurian legends. Like, I've read, like, the poems and the stories and all that stuff. I love that. I took a class about it. I wrote papers about it. So I that's, like, a huge draw for me. So A, that, and then after that, it's kind of just like, the traits about King Arthur that draw me in. So, like, she's really idealistic, sort of to a fault, and that kind of like reminds me of myself a little bit. So I like that about her. She's a badass. She can ride a motorcycle and, like, hit you with a sword and shoot sword lasers and shit. It's awesome. She's kind of kooky. She's, like, a funny side just because she's really hungry all the time, and, like, it's, like, a running joke that she, like, eats a crap ton of food. So, like, that, I don't know. I just like her character design. Number 33. What is your number on the Kinsey scale? Oh, I forgot. I actually have to look. I don't actually know what the Kinsey scale is. And, oh man, I'm being exposed as a huge fraud here, because I just posted an audio where I talk about Dr. Kinsey, and here I am, like, I don't actually know what the Kinsey scale is, sorry guys. What is it, a 1 to 6 scale, Wikipedia is trying to tell me? Yeah, 1 to 6. I'm either a 0 or a 1, outside of, like, audios and fantasy, which is a little weird because I post, like, M for M audios and I enjoy recording them, but I think in real life it's not, like, something I'd be very into. I talked about it at length in a comment somewhere on Backstage, but, like, the general gist of it is, like, I think to, like, a degree, like, I do like cocks, but I don't think I like guys as a whole, like, the whole package deal. It's just, like, not how I was, like, wired, I guess. Next question. You can only eat one food for the rest of your life. What is it? Soup noodles. That's probably cheating, but that's what I'm gonna answer. I'm talking like any kind of like hot noodles that are in soup. So like pho, like the Vietnamese noodles, ramen, like a Chinese soup noodles, like put stuff in it. Like that's my favorite food. If given a choice, I would eat that for the rest of my life. Number 35. What is the best birthday gift you've ever received? I don't remember if my penguin was a birthday gift or Christmas gift, which is pretty horrible because I'm going to say that penguin. I have this big stuffed penguin. He's my mascot. So, yeah. Number 36. What is your favorite Cards Against Humanity card? I had to look up the list of Cards Against Humanity cards, and I think the best card in the base set is the one that says My Sex Life, because there's so many funny things you could do with that card. Like, I feel like that card has like a treasure trove of potential. So that's probably my favorite Cards Against Humanity card. Number 37. Who is the awesomest and why is it you? Oh, stop it. Next user.
I'm gonna make you a taco. Let's hear from little Marco.
Again, I'm really sorry. I spent like a good chunk of time sitting there like trying to rhyme something with Marco that wasn't completely lame. And that was the best thing I could come up with. So to compensate... excuse me. Wow, that was attractive. To compensate, I actually did make you a taco, little Mako. So if you want to see the taco that I made you, please leave a comment or shoot me a PM, and I will send you a picture of the taco that I made you. So little Mako's first question is, first of all, how was your day? I was okay. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. The weather was fine. I'm really tired. I've been up really late and like eating really late because of this whole AMA thing. So I'm like really excited to be doing it finally, and I'm also like really excited to like be done with it so I can post it and I can freaking show people their songs, and also so I can show you the taco that I made here. Number 39, what is your favorite song / album by Mai Sakamoto? In parentheses, it says, please feel free to start singing any of her songs at any time. I remember now. Okay, so your questions were two of the ones where I was like, I will give myself a little bit of time to ramble about this. Okay, so for anybody who doesn't know, Mai Sakamoto is my favorite singer, also my favorite voice actress. She has a really great voice. It's like pretty and it's like bright, but it's also full. She kind of has like a fullness to her voice that I don't think a lot of Japanese singers have. A lot of Japanese singers sort of have like a nasally tone, and her voice is just so freaking pretty. I couldn't just pick one song by her. Okay, so probably my top two are Soro wo Miro or Hikari Are. Soro wo Miro has like a bunch of crazy flips in it that like that really shows off her voice really well, and then Hikari Are has these really 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 cool time signature changes where it goes into, if I'm gonna music geek out on you for a second, but the song starts in 4/4 and in the middle of it it transitions into 5/4. Like, what pop song uses 5/4 as a time signature, right? So that's super cool, and like the transition back into 4/4 is super smooth. Really awesome song. I really like the way her instrumentals are done. Also, her music is a really good time for me. A bunch of special mentions. I really like Danielle. I really like Garden of Everything. I have a really, really, really special place in my heart for 30 Minutes Night Flight. Because I managed... So I'm going to go completely off on a tangent here. anybody who's seen the movie Pitch Perfect... if you know the competition that they're part of, that's a real competition, the ICCA competition. And when I was in college, I actually got a chance to not only participate in that, but also to write two out of the three songs, not write the songs, but I wrote the arrangements for two out of the three songs that we did. And one of the transitions that I did was literally just the ending of 30 Minutes Night Flight. Here, I'll play it for you. So yeah, that was the time I fooled an entire like sold out auditorium of people into listening to my Sakamoto. I'm really proud of that. Hang on, I lost my page here. All right, is there anything else I needed to talk about? Yes, because the next question, number 40, is how did you discover her music? And I'm glad that's the question because I wasn't done rambling about Maya Sakamoto. Oh wait. Oh, there was one thing that I forgot to mention. Oh, wait. No, I'll talk about it during this question. Okay, so how did I discover her music? Razafon is my favorite show. And she voice acts a character in it that I really like. And the first time the character opened her mouth, she just sang this note, and it just, like, pierces through all of the sound that's going on. And I got shivers, and I, like, immediately was like, I need more of this person's voice in my life. And then I found out that she also sang the opening song to the anime, which I really liked, and that song is Hemisphere. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's the same person! This woman is amazing! And then I looked her up online, because I wanted to find more of her music. And then I found out that this is years and years and years, way before I even discovered Saber, I found out that she voiced, like, a whole bunch of people that I had crushes on, like, fictional characters. She was the voice of Aerith in Final Fantasy VII. She's the voice of Tomoyo in Cardcaptor Sakura, which is not creepy, because when I had a crush on Tomoyo, I was in fifth grade. So having a crush on a fifth grader was not weird for me back then. Now it would be pretty weird. She voices Ryogi Shiki in Card no Kyokai. But the cool thing is, she also is... There's two other neat little things. Is she's the designated Japanese dub of Natalie Portman, which means she's Jane Foster in like Thor. And one really cool thing that I don't think a lot of people know about her. Get back to me on this, Mako, if you knew this or not. But Maya Sakamoto was actually in the 2003 Japanese Violet cast for Les Miserables. She was Eponine, and I found it a long, 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 long time ago, and I lost a link, and I spent hours for this AMA looking for this, and I found it, and it's her freaking amazing rendition of On My Own. Here's a small clip from it. So yeah, little known, or not, I don't know if it's little known, but like what I think is a relatively rare little clip of her singing. There's my like 10-minute rant about Maya Sakamoto. Let's move on to the next user.
She's got the Cheshire Cat smile and she's really appealing. Little white and fluffy, she pops down from the ceiling. She knows where it's at. Yeah, it's Ceiling Cat.
All right, Ceiling Cat wants to know, how does Catan really make you feel, and do you feel any responsibility as to getting so many people addicted to it? Yes, I take full responsibility. I take full credit for getting everybody addicted to this ridiculous board game. For people who don't know, Catan is a board game where you have three or four people trying to settle an island, and you're all like trying to take over like as many parts of the little island and like get as many resources as possible. And we've been playing the game online a lot, and people have been having fun with it. Let's leave it at that. It's sort of like Mario Party, like where it just results in everybody getting really angry at each other. But that's the fun of it, you know, like if you have people that you can play like a board game with, and like you can just get really angry with them, but like also just still be their friends, like I think that says a lot. So, yes, I take full responsibility as to getting everybody addicted to Catan. Number 42, what is the best part of being a perfect human? In parentheses, it says Avalon. I'm incredibly narcissistic on the inside. So probably the best part about it is people fall for it, and then they give me all their attention, and I'm like, yes, give me your praise. I'm secretly really, really, really full of myself. Yeah. Number 43. If you were to picture each of the APEC crew in animal, real or fantastical form, what would they be? Yes, including you. Well, you're a floofy white cat. I think JoJo is more of like a stripy, like a orange or brown cat. Probably also floofy. I assigned Tony the animal of a dog. Specifically, he is Pep Rappa the rapper, who is technically a dog. Also, not just because of the rapping thing, but also, like, Pep Rappa just looks like such a, like, a chill, friendly dude, and, like, that's how I feel like Tony is. Tony, he's such a swell dude. Tez, I gave him Donald Duck, because, Donald Duck is, like, one of the most awesomely angry characters of all time, and Tez is, like, a master of salt. For definitely not bats, I assigned him a bat, for reasons that should be clear, and I assigned Damo an elephant, specifically because he's always tickling the ivory, and whenever I hear that, I think of, like, elephant tusks. And I didn't ever actually really think of anybody as animals before you, like, started to bring that up, so I guess I do kind of see myself as an Alaskan Malamute now. JoJo says I'm more of, like, a golden retriever, and I think that kind of makes sense, too. So, yeah. Number 44 is, if you could improve one thing about your audios, either the finished products or the process of making them, what would it be? Fucking wires getting tangled in my chair. My chair is a fucking wire magnet. Like, what? Like, it doesn't matter what side of my chair they're on. It's like, I've got my microphone on my right, I've got, like, my laptop charger and, like, my lamp on the left. Like, anywhere I go, my wires will get tangled in the wheels of my chair, and it drives me completely insane, especially when I'm trying to make audios. I hate my chair. I got this chair relatively recently. I think at the beginning of the summer. So about 3 months ago, because my old chair was falling apart from all the GWA fapping that I was doing in it. and I'm not really happy with this chair. I would like to get, like, one of those fancy gaming chairs one day. If I could improve one thing about my audio process, I would get a goddamn chair the worst thing is, if you roll over a wire, like, the wire's, like, stuck in your chair, right? But then, if you try to roll back over the wire, it doesn't, like, you won't go back over the wire. It'll just eat up the wire. Oh, God. This is something I feel very strongly about. Anyways, let's hear from the next person.
Nah, nah, curl into a little ball. Nah, nah, cute and comments overall. Nah, nah, and you know she's here to stay. Nah, nah, Nakata wants to play.
Nakata wants to play, wants to know, nah, who is your favorite superhero or supervillain growing up, if you had one? And I think it's important that this question is phrased the way it is, because somebody else asked who my favorite superhero or supervillain is, like, currently. So growing up, I didn't really have, like, a favorite superhero, because I didn't really get into it a whole lot. Like, I watched all the cartoons and stuff, and it was awesome, but, like, I didn't really have one that was, like, really special to me. because I didn't really start reading comics until probably like 2 or 3 years ago. So it was probably Psylocke from the X-Men, because she's super hot, and I played a lot of like Marvel vs. Capcom as a kid. Marvel vs. Capcom, the video game, is really my gateway into reading comics, and Psylocke was one of my favorite characters to play as in that game. And also, like, the Super Nintendo X-Men game, like, I would play as Psylocke all the time. So, yeah, I guess if I had to pick one growing up, it would probably be Psylocke. Number 46. What's the coolest cloud shape you've ever seen? I don't have any memory of any specific cool cloud shapes that I've seen. One thing that I will note is that I really like being able to see when it's really cloudy outside, but there are some holes in the clouds, and you can see, like, the rays of sunlight, like, shining through. You can sort of, like, see a solid beam of sunlight, like, in the distance. I love being able to see that, and I've been able to see it a couple times, and it's super cool. So, sorry, it's not really a cloud shape. It's sort of, like, the lack of a cloud shape. And the last question from Nikado is, do you remember what the first CD you bought was? I do. The first CD I bought was the Kingdom Hearts soundtrack. It's 2 discs. I still remember I listened to it so much. It was a huge influence. When I was, I like wanted to write video game music for a really long time. I still kind of do. So that's the end of AMA part 1. Please go check out part 2. I promise you won't regret it. There's some really funny things that are going to happen in terms of songs, I think. I think right off the bat you will enjoy. If you keep track of backstage and the meme that I seem to have become, it'll be interesting. But thank you so much if you've made it past this first like hour or so of me rambling. Hopefully you stick around for the rest of it. Goodbye.